Midas, A Folly in Three Acts, Prologue. Enter Chorus with jazz hands.
Gold, what does it bring? That glittering precious thing makes fools of men galore, and so many of us are whores to the gold, fools, to that bling.
Enter Midas, preening, his own jazz hands up, strutting before a mirror held by the chorus.
Fonzo Vathan's name is Midas, King Bernardo Leonidas. Fools and wise men can't abide us, cred spread so far and wide us. Cause I got the touch, y'all, I got the touch. Yeah, Midas, I do come on in the clutch, ain't gonna need nobody's crutch. Don't look over my shoulder much, so don't you call me your none such. Everything around me's plush, life is short, I'm in a rush. If you got coins, sit down your touch, behold my riches make you blush. Blessed with treasure by my maker, feel free to give, cause I'm a taker. Got gold fever, I'm the slaker, if you got dough, then I'm your baker. Or real cider, not introspect, touch my gold, you gon' get wrecked. If you poor, then you just drex. See, when I deal, stacked as the deck. From me, you'll get absolutely no respect. All flash and show, not intellect. Prudence, no, sir, not a speck. Rash and bold, not circumspect. So all these tongues say this and that. No brand Ibrahim when you fat. Cause I got the touch, y'all. I got the touch. The golden touch, y'all. I'm Midas with a touch.
Act 1. Scene 1. In the rose gardens of Midas, enter royal gardeners Georgie and Dan, pushing a squeaky wheelbarrow. Money on my mind, mine on my money.
Enough of that, fool. Just mind where you're pointing that cart.
Hey, Georgie, why do I always have to push the wheelbarrow?
Because you don't have the brains to do anything else.
Oh, what? Not true. I can dig a hole as good as the next fool. Ha!
That's true. Anyone can dig a hole, but not every fool can sow good seed.
Yeah, that's word. Some fools dig and work the hole before they realize they've got nothing left to put in it.
So true, my man. And some work the earth thoroughly, making the soft loam eager to take that seed. But then they miss the hole they've dug and spill their seed all over that labored soil.
Yeah, true. And some on the other end put too many seeds in one hole. I have a friend with one wife and 14 children.
We're talking about digging and sowing here? Not about your friend's domestic dilemma?
Wait, what? What? But I was sure you were talking.
He is such a child. We were talking about sowing seed, yes, of one sort or another, but enough of that dirty talk for now. We have plenty of thorny roses before us to tend to. Come on. Pick up the wheelbarrow.
I'm going. But hey, when will I ever get paid?
You get paid every day with the glory of working me in the bright sunshine.
Sure. And for that I get gnarly hands, a leathery neck, and a bent back.
Be happy you're out in the sunshine, not on the ground. At least not yet.
But even under that blazing sun, see, I work this life of misery, and when it all boils down to it, hey... When is Midas gonna pay us?
When you've done some actual work. But if you really need it, I guess I'll talk to...
Wait. Did you hear that?
What? That low rumble is definitely not distant thunder or an army on the march. It's probably just a balky wheel on the barrel.
No, it's not like that. It's like snoring.
Snoring?
Rose bushes don't snore, you filthy cretin.
But.
And as I was saying about working the soil dirt for brains, there are some who don't pay any attention to what they're doing, and like you, they tip the barrel before they even reach the hole. Hey, yo, fool, watch out! We have to hit the whole damn cart.
No, I got it. No. I don't got it, but I had it.
Can't you just do what you're... Whoa. What in Hades is this?
I'm this one naked hairy creature, and the dude is like passed the hell out.
So that's the snoring we heard.
Whoa, wait. Is this a tail?
Well, are you looking in the front or in the back?
Funny. It has a tail. Yeah, and hooves. Does that mean it's a centaur? I mean, I hope not, because they're kind of dangerous, right?
No, dirtbag. It's a satyr.
And they're not really dangerous unless, of course, you're a nymph, a pretty young boy, or any female alone in the woods.
Oh yeah, I can see the horns now.
And the goat legs too. By the looks of it, this is a really old one. He's seen better days.
Probably better parties. Look at the size of that paunch. Yes, that is impressive. Distended like a giant pufferfish. But you know how I know he's old? His legs are twisted and bent like an old rose vine? No.
Because he's gray. Wherever he has hair.
The goat, or whatever it is, has hair. Here, there, and I mean everywhere.
Shh, wake him. What in Hades are you doing? Playing with him?
That tail is funny, like a little stub.
Stub for brains. Are you sure that it was his tail you were playing with?
Very funny.
Let me think here. So he's an old satyr. Not many of these guys get old. So maybe he's famous or something, or infamous, probably. Maybe the king knows him and vice versa. Otherwise, why would the old goat up and end up here in Midas's rose garden?
I know this. He was shwasted and passed out here.
But if he was so shwasted, shwy here?
Shwy not? Any hole in a storm.
Hole? Port. Any port in a storm. Either way, I'm guessing he's valuable to the king. So let's tie him up while he's still passed the hell out and take him to King Midas.
I don't have any string left from tying up the rose bushes.
We'll just have to use small vines from the plants themselves.
What about the thorns? You know, roses do have thorns.
He won't feel them. Look how leathery that skin is.
They bind him and dump him in the back of a donkey, tethered a little ways off.
Yeah!